Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to share one of my favorite passages in the Bible. It's Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9. And, you know, one of the things I love about the Bible is obviously the story of how God has pursued a relationship with us all the way from the beginning in Genesis to the end in the book of Revelation. He has always pursued us. It's God's love letter to us. I heard a pastor say many years ago, and that really resonated with me, that that is God's love letter. The Bible is from Genesis to Revelation. He pursues us. I love it where Adam and Eve, after they had sinned and ate the fruit from the forbidden tree, the only tree in the whole garden that they couldn't eat out of, yet they sinned, and the tree of knowledge, and they hid from God. And yet I love it that God pursued them, not in anger and not in punishment, but just because he wanted a relationship with them. And for some of you today, I think you need to be encouraged by that. Maybe you have made some unwise decisions, some selfish decisions, and yours truly here has done that many, many times. And I'm so thankful for Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. It says, God's mercies are new each morning. Great is God's faithfulness. And so some of you need a do-over. You really do. And I want to encourage you that God does love you, and he does want to have a personal relationship with you. And that's why he sent his one and only son, Jesus. And we enter the month of December, and we talk about, you know, the birth of Jesus. And yet, one of the things that I love about the Bible is, it's a historical book, too, as far as obviously history even records that Jesus did die on the cross, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead, his resurrection. Over 500 eyewitnesses saw that, but it was predicted over 100 years before that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 1 through 9. And it says, who has believed our message? To whom will the Lord reveal his saving power? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, sprouting from a root in dry and sterile ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a person of sorrows, acquainted with the bitterest of grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised and we did not care. Anybody feel like that today? That they've been rejected, despised? Feel like nobody cares? Jesus knows that. He knows how you feel. Verse 4 in Isaiah chapter 53 goes on to say, yet it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. But he was crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was whipped and we were healed. Some of you feel like that today. You've been crushed. Life's just beating you up. You feel whipped. Yet, because of Jesus, there is hope. I'll say that again. Because of Jesus, there is hope for your one and only life. I want to encourage you to cry out to Jesus and ask for help. Isaiah chapter 53 continues. I continue reading that. Verse 6 now. All of us have strayed away like sheep. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the guilt and sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. I know somebody that's listening today, you desperately want to give somebody a piece of your mind because you've been wronged. And you know what? I don't want to disagree with you because, you know, man, it's hurt. It hurts, and our heart, our pride, our emotions, everything gets out of place when we get wounded and hurt. But I think that's a message for somebody today, that you need to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry, as it tells us in the book of James. In verse 8 in chapter 53, I continue reading from Isaiah. It says, from prison and trial they led him away to his death. But who among the people realized that he was dying for their sins, that he was suffering their punishment? He had done no wrong, and he never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. If you've been listening, we've been talking here about 5 minutes, talking about Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9. We just shared about Jesus, the prediction of his arrival, not what his name was going to be, but the coming Savior that the Jews had predicted that, you know, would be coming, the coming Messiah. And this is in the Old Testament, over 100 years before Jesus came, was born, and, you know, started his 3-year ministry on this earth. And yet we still talk about it over 2,000 years later. But I wanted to read Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9 today and talk about those. And the title of this talk is actually, Would You Believe This Story? Because, you know, this was prophesied, like I said, over 100 years before Jesus was born. And yet, here we are, we're 2,000 years later, we still talk about it. But the fact of the matter is, some of you may have accepted Jesus as a child, but life's kind of been hard. It's kind of beaten you up, and you've kind of checked out. And you've lost hope. You have. Your faith is hanging on by a thread. And, you know, the holidays, the Christmas season, New Year's coming up, it can be the best of times for a lot of people, but it also can be the worst of times for many. Because it reminds us another year has almost come to an end, and we've had failures and disappointments, deaths of loved ones, maybe the loss of a job, the loss of a marriage. Someone's told you they don't love you anymore. Your employer said, I'm sorry, but your position has been eliminated. I mean, the list goes on. Rejection from your children, just maybe some bad financial investments. I mean, the list goes on and on of things that can cause us to lose hope. Another Christmas alone that maybe those of you who never been married, or you've been divorced, or you're widowed, and just the holidays can stir up a wide range of emotions. But there are several passages that I got from this, several points that came to me from this passage of Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9. And the first one I just want to simply ask you is, do you really believe in the power of Jesus? Now, some of you are sitting there going, well, of course, you know, I believe that, and I've been a follower of Jesus for a long time. But then there's others that you, quote, check the salvation box, the get out of hell free card. That's not a good choice of humor, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, some people did just, you know, make a decision for Jesus because they didn't want to go to hell. And if that was motivation, that's a good place to start. But, you know, God didn't send Jesus just to do that. He sent him to have a personal relationship with you. And for some of you, you got to be honest with yourself. Do you really believe this story, that Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, is he just your Savior, or is he Lord of your life? And that's a question a lot of us have to answer today. But the good news is, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. And for some of you, maybe you strayed away from your faith, and I would encourage you to step back into that faith today and rededicate your life and just ask God for forgiveness for maybe some selfish or unwise decisions that you have made. And you know what? For some of you, you've never accepted Jesus. That religion thing, it's just a crutch for people. Yet life's been really hard, and you've got one knee down, and fact of the matter is you're about ready to put the other knee down because you're kind of at your wit's end. Life's just been really, really hard. And there's a verse in the Bible says that, I believe it's in Philippians chapter 2, if I'm not mistaken, that at some point every knee will bow and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. And friends, you want to make sure you get that question right. When we all die, we're going to have to answer one question. What do we do about God's son, Jesus? The great news is he gave us the answer to the question. All you have to do is just acknowledge you need a Savior. You can repeat after me right now. That simple confession. Maybe some of you need to rededicate your life. You want to repeat with me. You've been a follower of Jesus for many years, but your faith's been wavering a little bit, and your belief. So maybe you want to repeat this confession with me again, something maybe you hadn't done in 50 years or 5 years ago. Or some of you have never done it, but I want you to repeat that great confession after me. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of God. He's my Lord. And he's my personal Savior. Friends, if you just made that decision or that rededication, man, congratulations. You know, you may not know what the future holds, but you know who holds your future, and that's Jesus. That's where our hope is. I'd love if you'd let me know email me at greg@hopeishere.today or Facebook. Send me a message there. We have a Facebook page called Hope Is Here. My phone number is actually on that Facebook page, our website, hopeishere.today. Please let me know. We want to rejoice with you in that, you've got hope again because of Jesus. And just take 30 seconds, a minute at most, and let me know that. We'd really, really appreciate it. My phone number's on there. You can text me. You can call me. I would love to hear from you if you've accepted Jesus for the first time or if you rededicate your life. Two reasons. One is just encouraging as we spend time and money and resources and have lots of people that help make this possible with their financial generosity, and it would really encourage them. And then also, maybe you've been listening. You're like, I've been blessed. I've been encouraged like many others, and I'd like to make a financial donation. It is tax deductible. We did get approved as a nonprofit, and a 501c3, and you can go online at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today and make a donation online. Or if you prefer, like me, I do both online donations. I support other ministries. Or also write checks sometimes, too, to ministries and bless them because, I've been blessed by a lot of other ministries. And I support several ministries because they've blessed me. You can write a check, and my address is on our website, hopeishere.today, the address of the ministry, so you can mail your check. Just make it out to Hope Is Here, and that is tax deductible. But we've been talking through Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9, where it was predicted over 100 years before Jesus was born that a Savior, the Messiah, was coming. And the second thing I want to share with you, we just only have about 2 minutes left, but, I want to remind you that God's ways are not the world's ways. And in verse 2 it says, "There is nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him." And, if we were bringing God's Son, Savior of the world, we would look for the person that's the most handsome, the most beautiful. But yet, that's not what God did. It says that the Savior, the Messiah that was coming, there was going to be nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. And for some of you, it's hard in America, if you live in the United States, to not get caught up in the exterior. But you know what? I want to remind you that I believe it's in 1 Samuel that it says, people look on the outside, but God looks at the heart. And friends, there's a lot of people that look great on the outside, but they are miserable on the inside. And I know because I've met with many of them over my past 15 years of my life when I got ordained and dedicated my life to ministry. Many people, very successful men that have come into my office when I was full-time at a church, full-time working, and put their feet up on the couch and just laid out just because they were just so emotionally and mentally worn out from life, just kicking their butts and being hard. And yet, the outside looks great because they drove the nice car and they lived in the right, quote, neighborhood, and they wore very stylish clothes. And yet they were dying on the inside. And so I just want to remind you, man, Jesus loves you right where you are, not where you could be, not where you should be, and for most of us, me included, not even where you would be. But we can trust that God's plan is good, because Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Stay tuned. Tune in tomorrow with me as we'll continue our conversation from Isaiah chapter 53. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.